Space Marine 2 is finally out, and the game is an instant success. This phenomenon is what we all, or rather most of us, expected. Unlike most modern games, Space Marine 2 has taken us back to the basics of gaming. Fans are impressed with the game, including Henry Cavill, who commented on it. The game has record-breaking sales, diehard fans cheering, and games journalists, well, let's just say they're not thrilled. To them, the game has caused more chaos than a Tyranid invasion. Why? Saber Interactive's Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 has achieved the unthinkable in today's gaming world. The game sold over 2 million copies in its first day. With an all-time peak of 225,690 players, Space Marine 2 is the most played Warhammer video game ever on Steam. In addition to the impressive numbers, it has captivated players in a way that most modern games have failed to. Space Marine 2 is a throwback to simpler gaming times, and players love that. The game's immersive atmosphere and steady adherence to the rich Warhammer 40K universe lore have earned it praise from fans worldwide. Its intense combat and compelling narrative have made it a must-play for fans of the series. Players are impressed with its ability to make one feel like a true Space Marine while tearing through the Tyranid hordes with righteous rage. The game's stunning visuals have been particularly praised, with many highlighting how it brings the grim darkness of the 41st millennium to life in breathtaking detail.
I love Space Marine 2. I love it so much that I've now spent hours upon hours watching lore videos from Bricky and Wes Hammer on YouTube.
While people like Legendary Drops express their happiness with Space Marine 2, game journalists, on the other hand, are busy expressing their dissatisfaction with the game. But why? Well, it's simply because Space Marine prioritizes players' fun instead of the woke agenda that these game journalists advocate for. And this has resulted in a controversy surrounding the game despite its success. So how did the whole saga begin? It all started when YouTuber Legendary Drops uploaded a video titled Space Marine 2 is a Reminder of What We Lost. In the video, Legendary Drops praised the game for being fun, engaging, and having a simple but well-told story. Its well-developed characters, incredible combat, beautiful presentation, and themes intrigued the YouTuber.
It has themes that nobody wants to go near anymore. For courage and honor, for brotherhood, for the Emperor. It's so good. It's such a fun game.
From the look of things, the video seems to have been all positive. So what really angered the game journalists? Might it be how Legendary Drops started his video?
Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 oozes with so much masculinity that I feel like I've been in a desert for the last few years.
In the video, Legendary Drops praised Space Marine 2's adherence to the lore as compared to most modern games that have prioritized wokeness over gamers' fun. The video caught the attention of Asmongold, who posted a reaction video on his channel agreeing with most of Legendary Drops' opinions, like...
Most importantly.
Over the last few years, games have really dove into this idea of telling simple stories through complex characters. There's no such thing as just a regular villain anymore.
Well, according to Asmongold,
or all of them are...
The problem is not that they have complex characters. The problem is that their idea of a complex character is a self-indulgent loser that doesn't have any charisma.
These two videos didn't spark the controversy as you would expect. However, the real firestorm began in the comment section of Asmongold's reaction video. An account claiming to be Saber Interactive CEO, Matthew Karch, left the following comment. Hey man, CEO of Saber here. When we signed the deal to make Space Marine 2, all I wanted was a throwback game. I can't even comprehend many of the current games that we play these days. They are too complex and too much of an investment. Karch revealed that their aim was to make Space Marine 2 simple yet addictive to play, just like Halo. That's simply shooting loops. He further expressed his hopes that Space Marine 2 and Black Myth Wukong are just the beginning of the times when games are all about fun and immersion. The comment went on to state that, I spent some time as chief operating officer at Embracer, and I saw games there that made me want to cry with their overblown attempts at messaging or imposing morals on gamers. For Karch, games should be about some glory kills and increasing heart rates a little. Matthew Karch's alleged comment spread like wildfire, especially after Space Marine posted it on their X account. To some, the comment was simply a game developer's honest opinion, while to others, it was a rejection of games that have progressive values. game journalists were quick to publish articles regarding the comment. Kotaku posted an article with the title, "Why a Space Marine 2 Exec's YouTube Comment Became a Lightning Rod." In the article, Ethan Gatch criticizes Space Marine 2's fans who are championing the game for not imposing morals on players. To Ethan, the game's anti-wokeness wasn't a positive thing. Well, do you agree with him? PC Games also wrote an article on the same issue. The article titled "Alleged Space Marine 2 CEO Comments Blasts Games That Impose Morals" highlighted another comment on Asmongold's video. The comment from Space Marine 2's creative director, Oliver Hollis Lake, read, "Hearing everything you have to say about the story and characters resonates so strongly with our actual approach. It's great to hear you calling out the exact things that we intentionally focused on. It was 4.5 years of intense work and passion, and watching videos like this makes it all worth it." Kotaku, PC Games, and IGN reportedly tried to reach out to Saber Interactive, seeking clarification on whether the comment was from Matthew Karch. Saber Interactive, however, declined to comment on the issue. IGN even posted an article titled, "Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 Dev Won't Say Whether Imposing Morals on Gamers' YouTube Comment Is From Its CEO." Matthew Karch seems to have recently confirmed in a LinkedIn post that the YouTube comment was indeed from him. While referring to the controversial comment, a LinkedIn account under the name Matthew Karch wrote, "Whoever wrote that seems pretty sharp." What are your thoughts on the CEO's alleged comments? Amidst all this controversy, Henry Cavill expressed his love for Space Marine 2. The renowned British actor and well-known gaming enthusiast is a dedicated fan of the Warhammer 40K universe. Cavill took to Instagram to express his praise for Space Marine 2, a post that has left many Space Marine 2 fans happy. He wrote, "This game is mutts. Seriously though, they've done pretty well, huh? I couldn't complete the campaign on Angel of Death by myself, or at least didn't have patience to complete by myself, which I love. Loving the PvP, and I'm really looking forward to it growing and expanding. It has real potential to be absolutely awesome." The actor concluded his heartfelt post with a disclaimer saying, "I know nothing about game development, so the kind of dreams I have may be rather difficult to implement." Henry Cavill's endorsement of Space Marine 2 increased the excitement surrounding the game, further solidifying its reputation as a must-play for Space Marine fans. Space Marine 2 has caught players' attention by returning to classic gameplay in an era where many games are too complicated. Its thrilling combat has wowed many, like YouTuber Lady Decade, who said this about Space Marine 2.
"The game renders hundreds of enemies on screen at once, creating epic and intense battles."
Unlike many new games that try to make things easy, Space Marine 2 throws players into battle, expecting them to fight their way out. This back-to-basics style has clicked with fans who crave a more straightforward, challenging experience. Unlike most modern games, Space Marine 2 doesn't have microtransactions, battle passes, or endless updates to keep players playing and paying. Instead, it offers a complete game right when you buy it, like games used to. Players who are tired of games that try to keep them hooked forever really like this. The game embraces the dark sci-fi setting fully, giving fans exactly what they want. Space Marine 2 stands out among today's games as something unique. It knows what it wants to be and doesn't change that to please everyone. The game lets players be superhuman warriors fighting for humanity's survival in a hostile universe, an experience many feel has been missing from games for too long. Whether you agree with the CEO's comments or not, it's difficult to argue with the results. Space Marine 2 has clearly impressed players, offering an experience that many feel has been missing from the gaming scene for too long. What are your thoughts on Space Marine 2?